We are back on the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Hope you're having a great Saturday morning. Time to continue the conversation here as we are into spring sports and lots of conversation about the yellow ball this morning as Nikki McKinney from Central Magnet School joins us here. And Coach Buddy Powers has been on with us earlier this year, and he says that they're magnetizing Murfreesboro, and I guess you're doing that with softball, huh?
Yes, sir, we are.
Well,
you know, kids are working hard, and we're getting ready to kick it off here.
The softball has been something, obviously, that, well, everything at Central Magnet School, you've had to kind of grow into it, I guess.
Yes, sir. We started last year with about 14, 15 freshmen and two sophomores.
And now you've got another year under your belt and more experience. What do you think about this year's squad?
Well, we're excited. We got some younger kids that have come up and moved up, and I think we're going to be, you know, we're going to be better than we were last year. We've got, like I say, we got four or five freshmen that are going to help us out this year.
What are the challenges that you go through in building a program from the ground up and having only, you know, underclassmen to start out with? And there has to be some challenges that are not normally there, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Well, I think the biggest challenge is that most schools that are our size don't usually have JV teams. And so we're having to play a lot bigger schools that, you know, and last year we played a JV schedule, but you know, even though you know, we were playing Riverdale JV and Blackman and Siegel JV, so you know, bringing all the kids together and learning a new system and learning, you know, where these other kids have been playing together for quite a while. So you know, we're bringing them from all different schools. So you know, bringing them together and hopefully we'll be a little bit more competitive this year. You know, we've got more of the smaller schools on our schedule this year.
Why the decision to go JV first? Is it just because you had the underclassmen?
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's you know, we, like I said, just had 15 freshmen and a couple of sophomores, and so that was just a decision that we had made. That and plus our sophomores couldn't have played last year if we'd have gone varsity. Also, they, you know, since they transferred, they would have to sit out a year for varsity. So
I got
everything
you.
We played last year was JV.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And this year versus last year, I mean, kind of compared. I mean, you've obviously seen some growth and been in the program for a year and another year of experience and bigger and faster and stronger and all of those things, I guess, would kind of make up the difference you'll see in Central Magnet softball.
Yes, sir. Like I said, we got some young kids that are moving up. That Evelyn Drake is moving up to is a freshman, and she pitches pretty well, and got two or three others that are going to help us out quite a bit. So you know, we're looking forward to it.
This season, you will face the likes of Cannon County, Upperman, Smith County, and so these are the teams that you're saying are kind of more along the lines of the smaller schools with the same kind of population versus playing a JV from a AAA team.
Right. Yes, sir. You know, they're more more our size of school, and so I think that we'll be able to be more competitive with them this year.
In terms of district play, who do you who have you heard? Who do you think is you know, the team to beat and right on down the line? And where do you think Central Magnet fits in the mix?
You know, I think that probably DeKalb County, and you know, they've always had a good program. Coach Bond's been there for a long time, and you know, I think Upperman always has a good program, and of course Livingston is playing in the state basketball tournament. So, you know they're going to have some good athletes out there. So, you know, I heard Smith County had a real good pitcher. So, you know, we're just going to go out every game and compete. And I think we're going to be in every ball game.
Not that any other spot on the softball diamond is, you know, any less important, but I think it all has to kind of start with the pitcher. If you don't have the pitching, it's going to be hard for the hitting to come around. You got to have some defense there. So do you kind of see that being the kind of one of the things you have to look for in a softball team?
Oh, yes, sir. I always figure you got to build it right up the middle, and especially with softball, it's the pitcher. But pitcher, catcher, and so, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Like I say, Evelyn Drake is come up as a freshman. She's pitching real well right now. Mackenzie Abernathy, one of the returners from last year, is throwing real well. And Whitney Smith, also returning from last year, is throwing real well. So, like I say, we're excited and we're ready to get after them.
It sounds like you've got a pretty good stable there. So, you know, some teams only have one, maybe two pitchers. So it seems like you have some depth that maybe some other schools don't have.
Yes, sir.
Now,
kind of like Coach Power says, you know, everybody's a pitcher on his team. So, you know, we got to get as many of them as we can.
Talk to me about the rest of your team, if you want to take it, around the bases and then through the outfield.
Okay. All righty. Behind the plate this year is going to be Haley Toporowski, another freshman that moved in. She was over at Thurman Francis last year. First base will be Hannah Lehue. She was returning from last year. Second base, we got a couple of girls that are fighting it out. Savannah Allred, returning from last year, and Samantha Williams, who's new this year, freshman here at Central this year. Shortstop, if Whitney's not in the circle, then she'll be at shortstop. And if not, there's a couple other girls that we're looking at trying to fill that spot. Third base is Morgan Higgins. She returns from last year. In the outfield, Kelsey O'Brien is returning from last year in center. Sarah Smith, freshman, moving up in left field. And probably Eliza Carey in right field. And, we got a couple others that are, fight for those spots. So, we try to make it competitive every day in practice and find out which ones are going to be there when it counts. So.
We're talking to Nikki McKinney today, Murfreesboro Central Magnet Softball. And, Coach, you've got Cannon County and then Upperman right there. You jump right into to district play on March the 20th.
And that's the spring break week, too. So, got to keep them in that competitive mode, even though it's spring break and time to relax. So.
Yeah, there's not much time to relax when you've got, Cannon County on Tuesday and Upperman Thursday, and it's going to be a big week.
Yes, sir.
And going to Cannon County, and so that has that developed into a bit of a rivalry with being right next door.
I don't know really softball wise if it has yet. I think it probably will, but we played over there last year, I think, one time. And, and it was a close game. So, I'm looking forward to getting back over there and playing them.
Now, in the district, you play, what, home and away with everybody?
For the most part, there's a couple of times that for York Institute. That's such a long travel that we decided that we would play a doubleheader. We're going to go there on a Saturday and play them, and then they'll come back to us next year on a Saturday and play a doubleheader. And then there was I think one or two others that they had some conflict in the schedule, so we're playing a doubleheader, I think, with DeKalb when we play them. So
now,
most
when you
of the time
play,
it is home and away.
Sure, Coach. When you play home games, where do you play?
Well, we play at Old Fort Park.
Well, that's a great place over there. So you kind of got a home away from home, but you've got a home.
Yes, sir, we do. And we're thankful for that.
Absolutely.
We're still, I think we're still looking for a permanent place. My understanding is that Old Fort Park's going to be tennis courts here in the near future. So I know we're still looking around. So Coach Powers has got his radar on.
I'm sure he does. He's doing a really a great job as athletic director over there, and just trying to help build all these programs. And Nikki, you're doing the same thing with this softball team. And I want to say good luck here on the season to you. And hopefully we'll see you on the diamond somewhere out there. We'll try to catch the Central Magnet Lady Tigers coming up.
Well, we appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you out there, and we just thank you so much for everything you do for the kids here in Murfreesboro.
And that is Nikki McKinney joining us here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner, Central Magnet Softball, as we continue here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. We'll have more in just a couple of moments.